The OTL podcast is brought to you in association with STEM Recruitment Solutions. If you need help in recruiting for science, technology, engineering and maths, visit stemrecsolutions.co.uk to find out more. Dum, 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 dum.
We've done it! Brilliant, Joshua. Absolutely brilliant. We'll leave you with the highlights. It's over. The times are done.
Hey, welcome to the OTL podcast. It's been a while. It's been just over a month, so delighted to make another one and joined by two panellists tonight. I've got Emma Quigley. How are you, Emma?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Life's been a bit busy since we last spoke to you, and there's been a lot of games, I think, since we last recorded as well.
An awful lot of games, yeah. And also joining us, Aaron Ewart. How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm good, as Emma said. So we've got quite a lot to cover, I think, but thankfully, recently the run's been quite good, so I think we'll be leaving on a high note.
Aaron's been absolutely hammered on the group chat recently for appearing. Well, Emma, you saw him at Capital. I just saw the Airdrie Fan TV inappropriately dressed. You used to joke about skinny footballers, Aaron, being 8 stone soaking wet. And from what I saw, we could have tested that with you, because you were ringing at Capital, but you've not come down with anything since.
No, I've been absolutely fine. I think I'm pretty tough, so rain doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I was chiding him for not having a jacket like an old maw.
Right, and Capital is the wettest place in the world as well. So yeah, you always need one there. Cool. Right, yeah, but like you see, Emma, there's been loads of games since we last recorded a podcast. So we did it just before the Queen's Park game, which was the televised draw, then defeat up at Inverness. Defeat at home to Dundee United on Halloween. Then a draw away at Raith Rovers, win against Rangers B, win against Arbroath at home, win against Morton, albeit on penalties, and a win against Stranraer. So there's a lot and too many for us to go into match by match. But I've not spoken to either of you two in a while, so it's just the kind of question we've been asking all season. Like, where's your head at the moment after that whirlwind month?
Well, I think probably going into the season, you're expecting a bit of a mixed bag, and I think that's what we've had so far. But I'm quite happy. I think we went through a little rocky spell, as you said. I think that it was the loss at Ayr that was the first one, and then we went drew with Queen's Park, and then a couple of losses in the league. But since then, I think we've bounced back pretty well. The performance in Kirkcaldy was brilliant. Probably should have won that one. But, you know, a draw's a brilliant result against Raith, who are winning pretty much every game they're playing. And then since then, it's been four wins through to the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup, and we're through to the next round of the Scottish Cup as well. So I think recently it's been back on track. Still a few things we need to mop up on. I think goals in some games are hard to come by. We're not really finishing the chances when we are creating them. But I think the defence is held up pretty well, which I think was probably what I was a bit more concerned about coming into the season. It wasn't really the goal scoring, but the defence has been holding up. As I said, that's three clean sheets in a row as well. So, yeah, I think right now we're going pretty well, and I hope we keep the wins going and try and keep ourselves hopefully in the playoff spots come Christmas.
Emma, into Highland Dancing season, so you've had to miss a couple of matches, but watching from afar or on streams or at games, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I think if you'd spoke to most fans after that kind of poor run of results, you know, Ayr through to Dundee United, I think the mood was in the camp was probably very different. And I think I kind of watched, before coming on tonight, kind of watched some of the highlights back to try and remember everything that had happened in that piece of time. And I think I think it was more the nature of the goals that we lost, I think, that annoyed people. Kind of talking to what Aaron was saying there about the defence, you know, we were really shooting ourselves in the foot in those games. And it was also at a time where, you say, the kind of thread running through most of the performances has been it's tough to score. So I think that coupled with the, as I say, the goals we lost against Queen's Park, I think there was a mistake in the time that, you know, Inverness had in their game, although we did really put them under the hammer at the end, but couldn't put it away. So I think heads were down a wee bit. But as Anne said, you know, there's a kind of feel that there's a kind of keep calm and kind of carry on mentality, and we have done. And I think the performances have been great. I did manage to catch a few on streams and one way or the other. And, you know, the Raith Rovers performance really was excellent. You know, beating Arbroath as well, you know, coming into the season. The one thing I think we all said was we maybe expected to be in a bit of a fight in the bottom half, but the important thing was try and pick up points against the teams around you and don't find yourself adrift. And, you know, we're far from adrift, you know, when you look at the table. So knew it was going to be tough. We knew it was a big step up, and I think, you know, we all said there's going to be some bumpy spells, there's going to be some sticky patches, and, you know, fortunately we've come through, you know, and we've kind of got that league form back a little bit. You know, the performances are coming back, the clean sheets are there, but also, you know, the cup's great as well to get through to the semi-final. Just gives you that extra wee boost, that extra something to look forward to in your season.
Yep. Good, right. Well, let's maybe pick into some of the issues then. So you both mentioned it, that goals seem hard to come by. Last night, the YouTube algorithm threw the Falkirk highlights of the 6-2 game at me, and I couldn't not watch it, having AI come up with that one. I just did it, watching it back, I mean, incredible game, as we all know, but like really, really clinical in that first half. It took so many chances that it just needed a slight mistake by Falkirk, and we looked really, really sharp. Whereas playing at a higher level, but it seems like maybe it's a bit slower paced, was what jumped out at me watching clips from recent games against that. What do you think is behind struggling to score goals? You think about it, with the run last year, not much after this time, where we were scoring 4 or 5 regularly, whereas we don't look like doing that at all at the moment. What would you put it down to?
I think in some of the games you're seeing is creating the chances. I know Emma mentioned the Inverness game, that second half. I think we definitely should have scored it at least once. So it's games like that that you're getting chances. I know the Raith game as well, probably a good example of this. We could have easily come out of that game with 3 or 4 goals, and they couldn't have said we didn't deserve it. I think we hit the woodwork a couple of times. But then there's been other games, like more recently, I think the Morton one. I know Frizzle hit the post. But other than that, clear-cut chances just pretty hard to come by for us. And I think the front line right now is not quite as settled as it was last year. You had Smithy, Gall and Gabby, and they were pretty much nailed on to start every week. And maybe Smithy the least in form, but the other two who have still got were both firing goals in, you know, once every 1 or 2 games. I think this season there's a bit more, you know, you've got Todorov in now. He's started a few. Gabby's not quite hit the same form he was on, definitely in the second half of last season. Players like Lewis McGregor and Josh O'Connor have come in, and, you know, they're doing all right, but they're just not quite, you know, finding the net as much as those players did last season. But I don't think it's too worrying yet. We're still finding ways to get results. As I said, the defence has been a lot stronger than I actually thought it might be in some of the games. So if we can keep doing that, you're hoping that, like last season, I think it was maybe in the next couple of weeks where we started to really find our feet, and we went on that run where I think we scored 20-21 goals in the space of 3 games. So I think if we keep going the way we're going, you've just got to hope that the forwards start to finish their chances.
Well, a bit of personnel and a bit of form, maybe. Emma, anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've made the step up. As Anna said, you know, we've lost a really, you know, an experienced player in Smith. We've got a very young squad. You know, obviously we've got Galley with all the experience, but you've got, you know, a couple of young boys, you know, still finding their feet and finding their feet in a harder league. And watching some of the highlights back, you know, some of the goalkeeping as well, you know, was excellent, you know, some of the shot stopping. And sometimes, you know, that's just kind of way it is in football as well. Sometimes they, you know, like last season, they fall for you left, right, and centre, and then other times, you know, and sometimes it's your luck can turn around, you know, and the things that all of a sudden aren't going in start to go in, and you just go, well, you know, they weren't going in last week, and then they are this week. But you know, it's not like we've been conceding loads as well. That doesn't so it doesn't worry me that much. I think most of the games, you know, you'll get the odd, you know, or maybe our broth away or whatever, but you'll get the odd time when you get a scalping in this league if you're not on your game. But generally, they are all quite tight, and there's not teams everywhere shipping loads of goals or scoring barrel loads. You know, it is quite a tight league. One thing I did notice, it was a couple of goals that we did score, apart from late on in games, was when we used Lewis through the middle. Now, I'm not saying that's a solution that you want to play every game, but with his pace, especially against maybe a defence that's tiring, he's so dangerous. I think he scored, I think that was, I'm trying to remember the games I watched back because they're all just blurring together in
He
my
scored
brain.
against Arbroath
It was
after a
Arbroath,
miss, and then but
and
then it caused havoc with Morton as well. I mean, the red
we'd,
card was
yeah,
just
well,
down to
we've
his
seen it.
pace.
Yeah, in the cup tie, and there was a game, I want to say, it wasn't just that, but there's another game as well. But he does cause havoc towards the end. So maybe it is just a bit of that as well. It's just playing to their strengths when defence are getting tired, you know, just shuffling it around a wee bit, bringing them off the bench.
I think Mickey Ball's been tempered a wee bit this season. I'm just thinking back to we've had not like you say we lost heavily at Arbroath, but there was a red card there as well. We've had nothing. Doesn't feel like we've had as gung-ho as like the Edinburgh City match also being the one that we all remember. Are we a bit more solid in defence and building on that than we were this time last year?
I think it's definitely evolved. I think, you know, you can look back to when he came in last season, and you know he's definitely learned from mistakes that he's made. And I think the style of play is still there, but you are just seeing tweaks. You are seeing it evolving. I think a lot of that frustration that we had about playing out from the back, I think we're starting to see that getting changed up. We're not seeing as much of it. Certainly not. I wouldn't say taking as many risks, maybe I would say in the last few games, have maybe led to some of those errors we talked about during that sticky patch. But I think the way he wants to play is still there, but you definitely see it evolving. But I do think it, as you said earlier, I do think the pace of it is a bit slower, whereas that was what we always had to hurt teams. And we just need to be a bit braver as well. You know, I think we always seem to want to take about a million passes around the box, and sometimes I just wish somebody would smack it, for want of a better expression, and just be a bit braver.
Aaron, do you see much in the changes that, I mean, that not very, it is a level up, so you would expect that there would be less goals, but do you think we're less gung-ho this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's you don't want to be too naive and think we're going to play this liquid football all the time and score loads of goals and win loads of games. So I think Reece is learning. I think the players are learning. You've got to adapt it sometimes because, you know, every team in the Championship, if you play the same way every week, a few games in, teams will just find you out, and you know you'll struggle to win any games. I think the Dunfermline one at the start of the season is a good example of where we overplayed, I think, at times, probably leading to one of their goals as well. But since then, I think we've adapted. We've went long at times, but I do think we're still passing it around quite a bit, and it is working. But I totally agree. I think sometimes it's just a bit too slow, or sometimes there's maybe a slightly risky ball into a midfielder or whatever, and they're not just not taking the risk, which I think they were doing last season. I think that's the reason why we scored a few more goals, but overall, I think the style's definitely still there. I think it'll continue to change. We won't, you know, every game will be different. Some games the passing out will work. Like the Wraith one, I think they're pretty open, and that's why we seem to be able to play through them a bit better. And then there's other games where, you know, the opponents just won't move. So I think if we keep going game by game, we've got a bigger squad this season. you can change the players. But as long as you keep the principles, I think we'll be fine. We'll keep adapting. And every game's different, so you've got to take the opponents as they come and, you know, adapt to their style to try and suit the way we play.
I think the physicality of the league plays into it as well. You know, that's something I've noticed. It is much harder to maybe win those midfield battles. And obviously we were always so good at kind of, you know, linking up middle to front. But so that probably plays into it as well. It's just not quite as easy.
I said we start with negative. I'm trying to temper my own happy, clappy tendencies. Goalkeeper was subject to quite a bit of debate on the Facebook page and stuff like that. So Josh's form probably mirrored the results, actually. So he let in a couple of soft ones up at Inverness against Raith Rovers as well. I think he maybe could have done a bit better there. But then he's, before recording, he's had 2-3 really strong games. So what do you make of Josh and the season that he's having so far?
Yeah, I think like all football fans, he probably have a tendency to overreact and scapegoat at times. But you know, he's a brilliant young keeper, a keeper that I think we're really, really lucky to have. And you know, he's going to make mistakes like they all are. I think maybe part of those have probably come from the way that we're asking him to play at times. So it's maybe not entirely fair to, you know, blame him in that respect for everything. Yeah, I mean, he's not a player that, looking across the season, I've thought has been an issue or a problem, and I think he'll only continue to get better.
What do you reckon, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's probably not many goalkeepers in the country who would be able to play the style that we play. Every player on the team makes mistakes, and it's just, unfortunately, when you're a goalkeeper, you make a mistake, it often leads to conceding a goal. But I don't actually think Josh has made too many. I think there's been one or two misplaced passes. I know the Queen's Park game, their equaliser comes from that. But there's also been games, like you said, where he's bailed us out. That Morton one, I think if we don't have Josh in goals, we're not going to, you know, have the semi-final in February to look forward to. So I think, yeah, I agree. I think he's a brilliant keeper. I wouldn't have anyone else in. I think he's still young as well. People forget that. I think because of how young a lot of the other players are, I think he's still only in his early 20s. So like I've said for everyone else, he's still learning, and he'll keep improving. And I think, you know, if he keeps making some of the saves he makes, then he'll be absolutely fine. And he keeps playing the way he is. Doesn't matter if you make a couple of mistakes. His distribution's got a lot better, I think, actually, this season compared to last season. So I think you can see the improvement in his game. And I think he's a crucial part of the football we play.
And this time last year, he was out because he had a really bad injury, and he's not actually that long back from what was an awful injury. So yeah, I agree. Like he's good, given that we're recording now. In the last game, he was excellent, both with the penalty save and just in the game generally. Right, okay. Anything else on the more negative side before I go full evangelical mode?
No, you crack on.
Just that they talk about happy clappers, but I'm just really positive at the moment. I think like last season was an excellent season, obviously winning the promotion. But if you think this year, we've got further in the League Cup, got further in the Challenge Cup, and we've now got further in the Scottish Cup. Okay, last year we drew Dundee, so it was a harder game. But still, I think there's a lot to be happy about. Even in league position, I'm sure that without having actually checked anything, we're sitting fourth. Might change depending on tonight's result. But that's higher than we were a league below last year. So we're placed really well. We obviously had a very strong second half to the season last year. That would be more difficult a league up. But I'm just really buoyed by the fact that across all competitions, we're shown really well. So there's that. But then other things as well, that Murray Aiken's injury, I was really worried that the squad was a bit bare. But actually, Meg was really come on to a game. Charlie Telfer looks like a new signing. Todorov's turned up and doing stuff. McStravick, who I was a wee bit worried about in his first performances, has had some absolutely brilliant assists and goals. And so Yeah, I think the depth of the squad, I'm now starting to feel a lot more confident that even where Big ATS has been away on international duty, Hancock's been out, defence has still been solid, and both Telfer and McCabe really coming back in, we do seem to have depth and the ability to cobble teams together who have gone out and put us on a five-match unbeaten run. So are you feeling better about the squad than maybe you would have at the start of the season when you hadn't seen everybody play?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a lot of talk in the summer. I know we left it quite late compared to other teams to sign some of the players. Some of them have only still fairly recently come in. I know you mentioned Megwa there, who he's been absolutely immense probably since he's come in. I think he's been our best player. And as you said, we've had a couple of injuries recently as well. So I think Murray, you know, he's out for a few months. Mason's just coming back. I know he played in the reserve game, I think. As you said, Sinky's been away on international duty. So, yeah, there's been injuries, and I think we've coped really well. We've got some of the signs we've made, I think, that they have surprised me as well. McStravick's a good example. I think he's been absolutely superb. He's a very mature player, I think, for his age. I think it was his birthday yesterday or a couple of days ago, only turning 19. And, you know, I think his debut against Dundee United, it was decent. Obviously had that red card at Arbroath. But other than that, he's scored a couple of brilliant goals for us. And he's been superb. So I'm very happy with the place we are right now with the squads. I think even if you look like up front, Gal's got a bit of competition now with Todorov, who I do think's been learning a bit more to adapt to the way we play. I think he's struggled a bit at first. So I think all over the pitch, you're seeing we've got a lot of competition for places. And we're not struggling too much with having a few players out injured. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the way the squad's shaping up right now.
Yeah, not really much to add to that. I think, you know, there's everybody that's come in has performed really well. I think they've settled really quickly when they have been called on, and there's nothing that really worries me if somebody's been out injured or if ATS is away. I'm not worried about who's going to come in, because they all seem to have settled really well in. They've settled into the kind of style we want to play, and they're all contributing. And said, you know, McStravick for being so young, but he's great fun to watch. And he comes on, and I think you need a bit of that as well in your team. You know, we had it with Easton. You know, he was just a great fun to watch, and I think McStravick's going to be very much the same. But no, I mean, I think if we had somebody that could bang in a few more goals for us, yeah, that would be great. But if that person existed, we'd all be after them, as is normally the case. But we're in a really good place. We seem to have a really good squad. They all seem to work really hard for each other as well.
And even on pretty goals, happy. Big Seagull again at the weekend. I mean, that was because I wasn't at the game and wasn't any way to watch it. When I saw the Twitter come through, and then you see McCabe's interview, I was expecting different. I was expecting it was a much clearer chance for McStravick. It's one, pretty clever, but two, that's typical Callum Gallagher. He does quite a lot there. It's not really a tap, and he has to see it a good touch and then smash it home. That's just another thing I'm happy about. I didn't know that how he would make the step up. I thought in some of the playoff games, he's not as good today. Is that because at a higher level, with him being part-time, is he starting to struggle a bit? Whereas, no, he's still banging in goals regularly and just doing Callum Gallagher stuff. So that's pleased me that he's not seemed to struggle this year more than he has in any other season.
No, I mean, he's been absolutely brilliant. I think he's been playing, doing really well in that kind of deeper hold-up kind of role as well. I think, as Anne said, you know, you've got Todorov coming in now and starting to fit in, and that's the one. I think if I had to pick maybe one player that I wasn't quite sure of how fitted into the overall picture, it was maybe Todorov because of the way we play. And obviously, we hadn't seen maybe too much of him kind of sub-appearances, because obviously he got injured as well. I think that was it. Bonnyrigg.
Yeah.
So maybe similar to Gabby, you know, it's just they've had that setback and it's just take them a little bit longer and difficult to get game time if your teammates are kind of doing the job as well, you know. But yeah, I must admit, I think we had this discussion in the playoff game before Queen's Park as to how we thought we might do in the Championship when the dream was still alive back then. And I think we all kind of said, oh, we weren't sure how Gal would do making that step up. But yeah, take it all back. Just let him do Gal things. He'll be absolutely fine.
Other things, so we've had a lot of cup football, two cup ties in the last 2 weeks. We all want to stay up. We all want to see Airdrie thrive in the Championship. How do you feel about like the Challenge Cup and the Scottish Cup as well? So Emma, you mentioned before that kind of that gives us something to look forward to. Do you place a lot of value in the Challenge Cup? Is it something you'd like to see us get to the final, or would you rather really push for see if we could sneak into that fourth playoff place?
Well, do you know what? I see the argument, you know, maybe cups get in the way, but then we've managed both pretty well in the last few weeks. And we've all had some great days out and some great memories at Challenge Cups. So yeah, I mean, I'd absolutely love to get to the final, you know, especially for maybe fans as well that have never seen it. I know it's the Challenge Cup and B teams and that have spoiled it a wee bit. Maybe it's taking some of the kind of, you know, there's some fans don't rate it at all now because of that. But I'd love to take Leah along to a cup final, even if it's just the Challenge Cup. Great memories of it. And, you know, Scottish Cup, I think it's just a case of getting as far as you can, maybe, and hoping you get a big draw and some cash. And that's the way I always see the Scottish Cup.
Aaron, Challenge Cup, have you seen any of the finals? And you're very young, were you at any of the Ross County final? Was that before you were at games?
No, not at all. I cannot remember us ever doing remotely well in any cup competition.
So is it something that's added to your experience of watching Airdrie this season?
Yeah, definitely. I love the cup games. I think it's different from the league where, you know, every game's pretty much win or bust. So right now in the semi-final, I can't say I was expecting it, but I definitely thought that if there's something we had to improve on, it's how we do in the cups. I think last year we got knocked out in the first round of every single cup competition, although, as you said, a couple of difficult draws. And this season's been an improvement across all of them. I know with the Challenge Cup probably right now be the one we're looking forward to most, since, you know, we're a game away from a cup final. I think it'll be a tough game against Raith, but if we could do it, get to the final, and then either of the two teams you're playing there, I think it'll be a brilliant game. So I'm really looking forward to that semi-final. And obviously we've got St Johnstone now in the fourth round of the Scottish Cup as well, which I think is a game that we are capable of winning. And it would be amazing to go on and even, if we beat St Johnstone, try and get one of the big games, get one of the big teams, or try and go far if you get a couple of decent draws. So I think that the cups they're always part of, if you're going to have a great season, I think you've got to do well in one of the cups. It makes it so much more enjoyable. So yeah, I'm loving the cup games, and I hope we've got a few more to come.
What did you make of it? So you're always excited when the balls are coming out of the draw. St Johnstone at home. Emma, what did you make of that?
I was quite happy with that, actually, just because it was at home mainly. It wasn't because my dad and I were actually chatting about it the day of the draw. We just want a home game. It feels like all the cup ties have been on the road. And well, I mean, I'm not too disappointed with St Johnstone. I think actually it would be it's a good test to have a club, you know, kind of where they are, come to us and you know, see how we measure up. I don't really like getting any of the big teams at home, because I think that the experiences I've had of that are just, you end up, your stadium's three quarters full with away fans, and you feel like an alien in your own stadium. So I've never really quite liked that, and that was the kind of experience when Rangers were coming up through the leagues as well. So I never quite like that. I don't know what kind of support they'll bring. But I wanted just a home tie. I was terrified we were going to get like Brora away or something. Which, if you've ever done that drive before, which I have, it is horrendous. So yeah, home tie, friendly league opposition, quite happy with that. I don't think everybody in the podcast chat was impressed, I have to say.
No, there was a lot of fear. Like I'm similar to you. I mean, you can see the same with any cut. Like if we lose, then I don't think it's a bad draw because they might not bring loads of folk. But there's been enough in the League Cup form against teams of that kind of level at home to make you think, what a chance.
Absolutely.
If we could, it'd be nice to get like a good cup win in the Scottish Cup because we've not done it for ages. Dundee last year was a good chance, and like the goalie probably let us down on that day. So we could do it, and then like you say, you don't know, you might sneak then quite a smaller team in the next round, and suddenly you're deep in the Scottish Cup, and anything could happen. Aaron, was it what were you hoping for?
Well, I'm not too disheartened with the draw. I think it could have been worse, but maybe I'm a bit controversial. I would have quite enjoyed, you know, a Rangers away, or you know, or one of the Brora's away, or Bucky Thistle or something like that. I think I was hoping for either one of the really big games, for just purely for the cash, or a winnable tie against a lower league team. But yeah, I was a bit annoyed at first, but now that you think about it, it's a game that we're capable of winning. If you're going to do well in a cup, you've got to beat teams that are probably just as good or better than you. So, you know, if we can get past St Johnstone, that's one of the teams out that probably are you know, they're favourites to go on and do better than us. And then you've got another chance at getting Rangers away or something like that.
Get in for the final, enjoy, Aaron. Get in for the final.
Yeah, well, I think if we can win that, it'll be brilliant. But as you said, if you go out in this game, it's just a bit disappointing how you're getting through to the next round, and then you're getting a team who I'm not 100% sure, but I can't see them bringing too many fans. And I think it's going to be a tough game. So if we go out, I'll be a bit disappointed. But I think we're capable of winning it. And as you said, it's going to be a good test to see where we're at in comparison to a team who are in the top flight.
Okay.
It's just prefer to be the underdog than having to play the underdog. That's just my mentality.
No, I agree. But I agree with you as well. The home ties gives us more of a chance. And it's an actual tough pitch that our football is suited to. And I don't see enough of St Johnstone to know, but they're struggling enough that they've sacked their manager. So I'm still quite positive it'd be a good one to it'd be good to cause a cup upset, because it's a while since we've done it. And Aaron, we used to do it all the time. So right, finish off Thistle on Saturday. So Aaron, you've said you're at school with a whole load of Thistle fans. They stand to feel a bit more confident. They've had a weird season as well, like a really strong start, an awful period in the middle, and maybe picking up a little bit of form with a good cup win last week. What are they saying about it?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they actually really know what to expect. And I'm probably the same. I think it's a game where you're looking at it, and we've played them earlier in the season and we beat them. Although it was, you know, at home, maybe they can put a bit of blame on the AstroTurf pitch if they want to. But yeah, everyone I've spoke to, they've not been quite as confident as they were earlier in the season, maybe before we played them, when they were, you know, telling me how we're getting relegated and they're going to win the league. But I think both teams probably in with a chance of winning that one. I think it'll be an entertaining game because I think both of us play pretty decent football. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll maybe wave to my pals from the away end, hopefully, as we're going 2-3 up. But I would probably be satisfied with a draw in that game as well. It'll be a tough one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Where are they sending us on Saturday, Emma? Do you know? We're in that old Rickety
stand. The Colin Weird stand again, I think. The okay, one with the...
Well, it gives them millions and millions of pounds and they name that terrible stand after them. Right,
it's an interesting experience.
Are you making it along?
Yep, I'll be along on Saturday. I'm not quite sure who's coming with me at the moment, but I'll definitely be there. Looking forward to it. As I say, it's been quite a busy period, so I've been a bit hit and miss. So I'm just really looking forward to getting back into the league, because although the cup runs have been great, it's been quite stop start. So I'd like to just get into that kind of flow of league games again, and hopefully pick up a few more points before Christmas. I don't think it makes much difference. I don't think we can jump them or anything. There are too many points ahead of us if we, picked up a win, but it certainly stops that gap getting any bigger. I don't really know what to expect actually from them, because there's kind of been a lot of football played since we had them at home, which feels like a lifetime ago. So I don't really know what to expect going into this, but I think they are, and I'd be happy with just a point on the road, and it will be entertaining. I don't think the games are ever dull. So yeah, just need to interesting to see where both teams are now since that game at Broomfield.
Yeah. It's been a very long time since we've beaten them. Now it feels like it's been a long time since we won at Fir Hill. So if we could do that on Saturday, it's always nice to get one over on Thistle. That would be good to make school on Monday a bit more enjoyable for you, Aaron.
Yeah, definitely. Last time I had a not just Monday, it was a great week. Sometimes you've got to wait until Tuesday or Wednesday to have the same class as the Thistle fans. So yeah, if we can beat them again, maybe even 2 weeks I'm winding them up for. So this would definitely be a game I hope we can win.
Excellent. Okay, guys, brilliant as always. Thank you very much, and hopefully see you at a game soon.